Hachette Audio presents The Age Fix. A leading plastic surgeon reveals how to really look 10 years younger. Written by Anthony Yoon, M.D. and Eve Adamson. Read by Anthony Yoon, M.D.
This book is written to provide information on many of the various treatments and options for aging and beauty that are currently available as of this publication date. It is based solely on the opinions of Dr. Anthony Yoon, whose opinions may not reflect every doctor's standpoint. Before you undergo any cosmetic procedure, begin a skincare regimen, or make major dietary changes, it is important that you consult with your physician to ensure that it won't adversely affect your health. Following any of the recommendations in this book does not constitute a doctor-patient relationship, and the author and publisher expressly disclaim any responsibility for any adverse effects arising from the use or application of the information contained herein. This book is lovingly dedicated to my mom, who never seems to age. Introduction. As a preteen, I had a feature that interfered with my confidence. I had a genetic condition called mandibular prognathism, sometimes called Habsburg jaw. This condition causes the lower jaw to grow much faster and larger than the upper jaw. The result? My jaw began to grow, and grow and grow, to my horror and consternation. There I was in junior high school, and my jaw and I thought of it almost as its own entity, made Jay Leno look weak-chinned. Believe me, when you're a skinny, geeky, 11-year-old Asian kid with Coke bottle glasses and a bowl haircut who is already terrified to talk to girls, a monster chin does not help the situation at all. Well, at first, my chin was merely prominent. Then it became an architectural feature. When you could set a drink on it, I wanted to hide in my room. High school is humiliating enough, but for a nerd with a monster jaw, it's pretty much unbearable. Every day, my chin grew larger. I examined it in the mirror. I used a hand mirror to check my profile. Yep, there it was, in all its glory, preceding me into every room I entered, practically announcing my presence. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm Tony's ginormous chin. Oh, and Tony's here, too. He's back behind me somewhere. Well, I wanted to do something about it. I wanted plastic surgery, but my parents didn't like the idea. I mean, they thought I looked fine. Of course they did. Sheesh. However, by the time I finished high school, even my
sample complete. Ready to continue?